This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And it is time once again for our special feature that comes your way each Wednesday at this time.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And we are happy to have joining us in studio today for Senior Moments, Jim Deal, who is the Acting Mental Health Director for the County of Napa. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Let's find out a little bit about Jim Deal before we talk about programs and things. How long have you been with the county now?
I started working for the County of Napa as the Clinical Director for Napa County Mental Health in 2014, in December. Before that, I worked for one of our well-known local nonprofits. Profits, Aldea Children and Family Services, the preceding 4 years. So I've been working in Napa for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you come from? Go to school and all that?
Davis. I grew up in Davis, just down the road. And, you know, there's a long history of going back and forth between Davis and Napa. Mm-hmm. Worked in a variety of different locations. I'm a Chico State graduate and provided services to individuals from supported employment to children's and child welfare services, mental health services, and a variety of different nonprofits mm-hmm. around the state.
Very good. So we're focused on senior issues here, of course, on this mm-hmm. segment of the show, and specifically today talking about mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you put together a presentation some time ago that, that covers the scope of everything that the county does and how you work with non-governmental agencies. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the County of Napa does a lot in terms of service provision. We can't possibly meet the needs in the community without our nonprofit partners. So it's really important when you think about our continuum of services to know that it includes trusted organizations like Mentis, Progress Foundation, Buckaloo, Aldea, COPE, Up Valley Family Resource Center. Napa County Office of Education, there's just many partners that we use to reach out to people. For our older adult populations, many of our services are provided by these individual organizations. We provide them funding. We coordinate the services. We serve as a central access point and really the administrative backbone to the system of care.
Mm-hmm. The people providing the services are not county employees. For the most part.
Some are, some aren't. Yeah. The county employees mostly work with the most acute, most high-risk cases, mm-hmm. as we have really linkage to a broader scope of resources for public safety, EMS, public safety agencies, those types of things. With that said, our services range from prevention all the way up to acute hospitalization. So most of our services are in the prevention and moderate acuity treatment range, mm-hmm. and we do all of that through our provider agencies.
Mm-hmm. So what's the scope of the population as far as the people that your organization serves?
The scope of the population.
Mm-hmm. How does it shape up as a percentage of our total, and how many seniors are we are in need of services and are getting
sure.
services?
Sure. So for mental health, as it pertains to the senior population, we serve we provide a number of different types of service, ranging from prevention, where we serve several thousand individuals, up into more intensive treatment, where we serve, in our moderate acuity range, we served about 572 individuals in the last year, of which just under 80% improved to the point where they didn't need the service anymore. So they got better during that quarter year. On top of that, we also provide an intensive service array, including case management, medication supports, wraparound services, help with housing and other critical resources, crisis stabilization, even inpatient hospitalization if it's needed to a smaller segment of the community. Really runs between 200 and 300 individuals a year. And then, of course, there's also when hospitalization is needed, we provide that. And for folks over 60, our crisis services, we had 54 get crisis stabilization, 11 needed residential treatment, and 14 needed inpatient hospitalization, another 18 long-term psychiatric hospitals. So you can see there's a broad range of services, and it ranges from hundreds to thousands, depending on how you look at the numbers.
In the mental health realm, what are the conditions that the senior population is presenting with?
Really, the older adult population have... as a base, they have the same mental health needs as any other population, right? Mood disorders, issues such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder that they've dealt with for their entire life. They also have an emerging set of complex medical needs. As people get older, things sometimes happen. And many of our clients have had lives that lend themselves to, chronic health conditions. So... we do a lot of coordination with our partners at Ole Health, Queen of the Valley Hospital, St. Helena Hospital, around the medical needs of our clients to make sure that those are also adequately met.
Mm-hmm. Are dementia issues part of the mental health realm?
They are not, but they definitely influence the mental health realm. So having a mental health condition does not make you immune to the onset of Alzheimer's or dementia. We certainly have clients who have that. The state and federal government have defined that as a physical health care condition, although it affects the mental state. Because of that, we're limited in some ways for what we offer. In that, we don't provide direct dementia care treatment, but we partner closely with organizations like Collaborate Care and others that that really meet that need very effectively. Mm-hmm. And when those illnesses onset, it doesn't make the other issues stop going away. It can actually exacerbate them. So we really have to work closely with our partners to effectively meet those needs. Mm-hmm. A lot of our outreach to the skilled nursing facilities and our partnership with the Public Guardian's Office really comes in handy there.
So for, literally decades, we've been hearing that we would eventually have this tipping of the scale in terms of the population, that there would be a lot more older people, a lot fewer younger people to support them or care for them or earn money to, pay taxes to provide these programs. And we're seeing that play out as predicted. We had some stats on this program recently showing that the older population here is increasing as expected. So how do you plan for the future? Budgeting is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Budgeting provides staff and programs. How's that going?
Well, we spend a lot of time on demographics and data, which often isn't exciting for people to hear about, but is absolutely essential to anticipate the changes. We're gradually shifting staff between internal programs and reallocating funding as we move over time. To say that we fully meet the need of the entire population, I don't know that it's possible to fully meet the need of any population, but we're certainly shifting more resources there. We're transferring case managers from our adult case management towards older adults. We're giving people specialized training in those populations, and we're increasing and strengthening our co-locations in places like Rionda House, Up Valley, the American Canyon City Hall, to make ease of access easier for the populations that we're serving. So through technology like GIS mapping, where we can see where the needs are, we can identify and target our resources, increasing our community partnerships, and over time shifting our resources to the changing demographics. That's really how we strive to meet that need.
It's sort of a glacial pace. It's not going to sneak up on you. You can see it coming. Right?
Yeah, it's really like a 10-year cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else happening in terms of the demographic shift, the senior population. Are people still coming to Napa mm-hmm. to retire? Is that still a thing, or has it gotten too expensive?
Well, housing costs are certainly an impact for every population we serve, from, you know, our children's population up through older adults. It affects all of us that live here in the Napa Valley. It's a beautiful place to live. People want to live here. It's very expensive. That impact is definitely being felt by our senior population. We have a number of folks that we have to require specialized housing or supports to. Some of that doesn't necessarily exist here, and it's difficult to create because of the housing costs. So in some cases, we're arranging for it outside of the county for our mm-hmm. residents. Those are all factors that definitely affect our ability to meet care. And with that said, the county's doing a number of exciting things on the housing front that I'm looking forward to seeing coming online over the coming years.
Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, really, that's outside the mental health division scope, but I think there is a housing element of moving to the CEO's office that could come and speak more eloquently on that than I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it would be of benefit to the senior population down the road, potentially?
I would think so, yes.
All right. Well, we'll maybe have them on the show down the road.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Very good. What else can we learn from the data you've pulled together? Are there any things that... that are surprising when you start looking at this, or is it, as I mentioned, pretty much the expected shift of population, expected cost changes, and so on?
I think the while it may not be surprising, there's some compelling stories in the data. The amount of people that are moving into a higher needs population that require additional supports is pretty significant. And really, our ability to meet those needs through things like supportive housing, additional community resources, is really being tested. How can we innovate? How can we partner with organizations to meet that need? Mm-hmm. We try to do it efficiently. We try to do it in a way that meets people where they're at. And the vast majority of our clients through us and our partners are very happy with the services they receive. We survey that twice a year.
That's very good to hear. When you say you're talking about people who need a higher level of care,
I'm talking about anybody in our system.
Yeah.
So
but
our
I mean,
prevention services, yeah. Our outpatient services, mm-hmm. and our residential board and cares. Mm-hmm. And
what I meant to ask, though, is when you started that description, mm-hmm. you were talking specifically about
yes.
a higher level of care.
We have that
being
mm-hmm.
necessary as because people are living longer,
right.
And that's just an unavoidable end result of that.
Definitely. And it's a result we'd like to have. We want people to live longer. We want them to have healthy and productive lives, and we want to help them be happy and engaged members of their community.
Mm-hmm. We touched on this a couple of times already in the Senior Moments program in regard to the isolation that we see mm-hmm. in the older population. I want to touch on that again. We come back after a brief break from our sponsor for Senior Moments.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we are back on Senior Moments. We're talking with Jim Deal. Jim is the Acting Director of Mental Health for the County of Napa. And as I was mentioning, this question of isolation mm-hmm. comes up so often. I don't think you have to really be an older person to be affected by being alone a lot, especially if you've spent a lot of your life being with other people, and then over time, all those people fade away. You know, whether they're, you know, your peers who are ending their lives or moving on to other places, or it's the younger people, the children, grandchildren don't live in the same town as you, and so on. So you see a lot of people, and I wonder about folks as I'm driving down the street and I see them going back and forth to the grocery store or whatever. What's your life like, and how are you getting by? Are there any efforts, and I'm sure the answer to this is yes, but to find more socialization connections, or even to talk with people about why don't you live with your kids? Why is your nuclear family so scattered around instead of having people take care of their aging parents in home?
Definitely, Barry. There's a extensive amount of outreach and engagement effort that we do, and we certainly encourage people to maintain active social lives, maintain intellectual engagement. Both of those are highly correlated with longevity and living a healthy and active life. We also do targeted outreach to areas like retirement communities around the area, where we know that there are older populations that can, even in a retirement community, tend towards isolation and engage there. So we go to the Meadows, Rolfs Manor, Redwood Retirement Community, all of those. We have good partnerships with them. Their management companies are strong partners, and we've supported them through a number of events that have happened in the community.
Right. Very good. So to wrap things up, let's find out where services are available, how people listening can connect and take advantage of what's available.
So as I mentioned before, we have partnerships with Rionda House in St. Helena, down in American Canyon at the City Hall. We have services here in Napa. And beyond that, we go anywhere in the county where we are needed, up to Pope Valley, down to American Canyon, Angwin. We're in all of those communities. Everywhere in the county of Napa, we go. Our 24/7, 365 access number is 707-259-8151. Once again, that's 707-259-8151. That number can take requests for services from anybody of any age in any language that you want. We have technology or English and Spanish through live people. And then our crisis services. If somebody has a psychiatric emergency and it's a true emergency, they should always call 911. But in the event that they need a crisis level of support, that number is 707-253-4711. And both of those numbers are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Jim Deal, he's the acting mental health department director for County of Napa and our guest on Senior Moments this week. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And each Wednesday in the 7:30 to 8 time frame, you'll hear this program called Senior Moments.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.